There's a dragon in Granddad's shed. Written and illustrated by Hannah Hutchins. Translated by Kay Schuller and Sabrina Ingenoff. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Britta Gartner. Zoe was bored. 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 She was spending her holiday with Granddad. Granddad only did old and boring things, like reading and fishing, and he lived in an old and boring house. Zoe liked to play football and computer games. Granddad didn't have a computer, and he certainly never wanted to Fußball spielen. As Zoe slunk off to bed that night, rain started to pelt against the window and thunder began to rumble. Now she knew it was going to be the worst holiday ever. In the morning, Granddad said he had something interesting to show Zoe in the barn. But Zoe wanted to Fußball spielen.
"Well, you might find a ball in the garden shed," suggested Granddad. "But don't trample on my prize lettuces."
But halfway down the garden path, Zoe skidded to a halt. Granddad's shed had einen riesigen scaly tail, zwei staring Augen, and drei sharp claws. Zoe took a deep breath and pulled the shed door open.
"Wah!"
screamed Zoe.
"Wah!"
screamed the dragon.
"Wah!"
they screamed together.
Hello, Zoe stammered. "Who are you? And what are you doing in Granddad's shed?"
"Ich heiße Douglas,"
babbled der Drache.
"And I'm not really sure how I got here. I was having a lovely flying lesson, but I got caught in a huge storm and bang, crash, wallop-a-dollop, I fell right here. Now my knees are scratched and my Kopf is bumped and I can't remember how to fly."
"But you can't stay here," yelped Zoe. "If Granddad finds out that ein Drache has crashed into his shed, I'll never be allowed to Fußball spielen. We must think of a way to help you to fliegen."
So Zoe fetched some of Granddad's books to see if they would show Douglas how to fliegen again. There were Bücher about balloons and pamphlets on parachutes. There were Bücher on airships and seaplanes and rockets and gliders. So, though there was not a single mention of Drachen, Zoe and Douglas soon knew all about flying.
"Oh, this is exciting," said Douglas. "Ich read gerne Bücher."
"Ich lese gerne Bücher too," agreed Zoe.
Now they knew all about flying machines, they began to draw their own designs.
"This is fun," said Zoe. "Ich draw gerne."
Douglas agreed.
"Ich zeichne auch gerne."
Douglas and Zoe gathered lots of things from Granddad's shed and began to make their flying machine. Zoe cut up an old rug, some holy curtains, and a pair of Granddad's socken. Then she began to sew them together.
"Ich nähe gerne," thought Zoe.
Douglas found a ball of wool and started to knit.
Ich stricke gerne,
he thought. Then Zoe and Douglas started to paint their flying machine.
Oh, this is fun, Douglas laughed. I want to paint lots of pictures.
Yeah, agreed Zoe. Ich möchte malen lots of pictures too.
After lots of hard work, the two of them stood back to admire their creation. They had made a fabulous flying machine.
3, 2, 1, take off!
Yelled Zoe. And Douglas flew nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Douglas's bottom was still firmly on the ground. But Zoe had an idea.
If you try to run really fast, maybe you'd take off.
So Douglas tried to rennen fast. But running fast didn't make him fliegen.
Perhaps you could try to dance, suggested Zoe.
So Douglas began to tanzen around and around, but he still didn't fly. Next, Douglas tried to skateboard. But trying to skateboard fahren didn't help him to fliegen. Then Douglas tried to ski. But no, trying to ski fahren didn't help either.
I know, burst out Zoe. Why don't you try to cycle?
So Douglas hopped on Granddad's Fahrrad and tried to Fahrrad fahren. He went faster and faster and felt his huge wings lift him higher and higher until he tumbled head over tail into the pond right where Granddad was fishing.
Oh, what's all this about?
Yelled Granddad. Stammered Zoe. Douglas explained to Granddad that he wanted to fliegen, how he had tried to rennen und tanzen, how he had tried to Fahrrad fahren, and now how he would never be able to fliegen again.
Wow, you have tried lots of hobbies, said Granddad. But perhaps you need to try one of my hobbies.
Granddad disappeared off towards his garage. Soon he came back, riding a beautiful old motorbike. Zoe climbed on behind Granddad. Douglas clambered onto their shoulders.
3, 2, 1,
shouted Zoe. Go! Yelled Granddad. As das Motorrad sped along, Douglas felt the air rushing beneath his huge wings. Whoosh!
I can fly!
Cried Douglas, soaring into the air.
Danke, Zoe! This is amazing! I wish you could fly too!
As Zoe looked up at Douglas swooping above her, she wished she could fly with her new friend too. But Granddad nudged her back towards das Haus.
Come on, Zoe, he said softly. I've got something to show you.
Before she knew what was happening, Zoe was sitting in Granddad's aeroplane. The engine of das Flugzeug was starting, the propeller was turning, and Zoe and Granddad were rolling out of the barn, across the field and rising up, up, up. In into the beautiful blue sky, where Douglas was wheeling among the clouds. Zoe grinned and waved at Douglas.
Ich lese gerne with Douglas, thought Zoe. Und ich male, zeichne und nähe auch gerne. Ich renne gerne und ich tanze gerne. But most of all, ich fliege gerne.
Glossary. Auch, too.
Augen,
eyes.
Buch,
book.
Bücher,
books.
Danke,
thank you.
Drache,
dragon.
Drachen,
dragons.
Drei,
three.
Eins,
one.
Fahrrad,
bicycle.
Fahrradfahren,
to cycle.
Fliegen,
to fly.
Flugzeug,
aeroplane.
Freund,
friend.
Fußball spielen,
to play football.
Hallo,
hello.
Haus,
house.
Hobbies,
hobbies.
Ich gerne.
I like.
Ich heiße. My name is.
Ich möchte.
I want.
Ja.
Yes.
Kopf.
Head.
Lesen.
To read.
Malen.
To paint.
Motorrad.
Motorbike.
Nähen.
To sew.
Rennen.
To run.
Riesig.
Enormous.
Skateboard fahren.
To skateboard.
Skifahren.
To ski.
Socken.
Socks.
Stricken.
To knit.
Tanzen.
To dance.
Zeichnen.
To draw.
Zwei.
Two.
Activity book time. I will read out what activities Douglas wants to do on the different days. I will read each line three times and I'd love you to join me reading them out loud. Here we go. On Monday,
ich möchte Skifahren.
On Monday,
ich möchte Skifahren.
On Monday, ich möchte Skifahren. On Tuesday,
ich möchte fliegen.
On Tuesday, ich möchte fliegen. On Tuesday,
ich möchte fliegen.
On Wednesday, ich möchte malen. On Wednesday,
ich möchte malen.
On Wednesday, ich möchte malen. On Thursday,
ich möchte Skateboard fahren.
On Thursday,
ich möchte Skateboard fahren.
On Thursday, ich möchte Skateboard fahren. On Friday,
ich möchte tanzen.
On Friday, ich möchte tanzen. On Friday, ich möchte tanzen. On Saturday,
ich möchte Fahrrad fahren.
On Saturday,
ich möchte Fahrrad fahren.
On Saturday, ich möchte Fahrrad fahren. On Sunday,
Ich möchte lesen. On Sunday, ich möchte lesen. On Sunday, ich möchte lesen. Now draw a line between the days and the matching activities.